I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. After losing more than 800 points on Monday and Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial is still looking rather gloomy today. The index ended the official trading day down almost 200 points. It appears that a 0.5% cut in interest rates announced this morning by the Federal Reserve and by central banks in Europe, Canada, and China didn't give the market much of a bounce. And the unveiling in Britain of a massive $900 billion rescue for that country's banks didn't do a heck of a lot either. We're going to have more on the British bailout later on. But first, the financial crisis and the U.S. presidential race. The deteriorating economy dominated last night's debate between John McCain and Barack Obama. And as The World's Matthew Bell reports, one aspect of the crisis both men were asked about was how it will affect U.S. foreign policy.
The question came from an audience member and went first to McCain. How will all the recent economic stress affect our nation's ability to act as a peacemaker in the world? McCain said history shows that military strength depends on economic strength.
We are peacemakers and we're peacekeepers. But the challenge is to know when the United States of America can beneficially affect the outcome of a crisis, when to go in and when not. When American military power is worth the expenditure of our most precious treasure.
McCain said that he understands how to make these tough decisions, and Obama does not. For his part, Obama picked up from there.
It's true. There are some things I don't understand. I don't understand how we ended up invading a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, while Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda are setting up base camps and safe havens to train terrorists to attack us. That was Senator McCain's judgment, and it was the wrong judgment.
But Obama agreed with McCain that history shows that no nation can maintain its military superiority while its economy is sinking. That sentiment makes defense expert Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution uneasy. He says now is not the time to be talking about reducing U.S. peacemaking efforts around the world.
Economic instability and hardships can hurt a lot of other countries and could actually exacerbate some problems. We don't want to reduce our role in trying to promote stability in a couple of key strategic zones at just this moment. If anything, the stakes could be increased somewhat because a number of parts of the world could suffer more from the economic hardship and therefore be even more prone to conflict.
But this isn't just a matter of financial resources. The next president might have little choice when it comes to allocating his time and effort. Larry Wilkerson served as former Secretary of State Colin Powell's chief of staff.
The focus of the next president is going to be almost entirely on fixing the financial crisis. And that's going to take the focus off a lot of serious problems in the world. And generally speaking, when we take our eyes off those problems, they fester, they get worse.
As the world's largest economy and sole remaining superpower, the U.S. is getting a lot of the blame for the global financial crisis, fairly or not. Stephen Walt of Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government says that's already having a negative impact on American credibility and what he calls the aura of American competence.
One of the things we have squandered over the last 8 years was that sense that Americans really knew what they were doing. And one of the tasks the next president will face is restoring other people's and other leaders' sense that Americans understand what these problems are, have figured out the right solutions, and have the political capacity to deliver.
Economists, of course, are still trying to figure out exactly how big this financial crisis really is and how to fix it. So to be fair to both presidential candidates, they can't be precisely sure what the challenge will look like beginning next year. Michelle Flournoy is with the Center for a New American Security. She says neither McCain nor Obama has talked much about making the tough spending choices they'd be likely to face as president because of the economic turmoil.
I mean, I think national security spending should stay at roughly the same levels, but I think, you know, within that, there's more than we can afford currently on the books, so we've got to make some choices. I would love to hear a deep, more detailed discussion of what are the hard choices as they see them.
Flournoy says don't hold your breath, though. Presidential candidates tend to stick with aspirational messages of hope and optimism on the campaign trail, not bad news. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.